It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys. Welcome to another exciting edition of the Satellite Guys, that U.S. podcast. And boy, do we got a jam-packed show for you today.
Yeah, we do, Bob. I can't believe it's starting to feel a little bit like Christmas here.
Oh, yes. And like Santa, I want to give everybody a good old jolly high-definition time.
Yeah, DirecTV surprised people last week by launching a channel that I don't think they were supposed to launch last week.
No, and they launched Crime Investigation Network HD, and there was a little bit of an uproar about this because of the fact that when people initially tuned to the channel, they were receiving a 721 error on their DirecTV HD receivers. In order to fix that, they had to go to DirecTV's website and reset their services.
Yeah, that was looks like a screw-up, because we were told on Tuesday that there'd be no national HD added to DirecTV last week. And lo and behold, we got Crime and Investigation, and from the way it was set up, it didn't appear that it was supposed to be released. So that looked like it was an honest-to-goodness mistake, but it benefited us all.
Yeah, in fact, I hear that there could be more high-definition launching this week, and more HD is always a good thing.
Yeah, I'm hearing that this week's launch could be multiple channels. So more HD is good HD, I always say.
In fact, I believe there was a bunch of local channels that did launch in high definition on both DirecTV and Dish Network this week.
That's correct. DirecTV launched three DMAs this week, those being Dayton, Ohio, Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Davenport, Iowa. And Dish Network launched a bunch of HD locals as well. Columbia, Jefferson City, Missouri, Des Moines, Ames, Iowa, Lincoln, Hastings, Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska, Quincy, Illinois, and Waco, Bryan, Texas. Those all launched on Dish Network and HD Locals. So things are really, really heating up.
Yeah, it's definitely good news that locals are launching on both services. And in fact, if you live in the rural part of the country, you could probably go to either service, and at least one of those services is going to have your channels on high def.
Also last week, it was a good news week for us. DirecTV launched finally a public beta test of its new DirecTV 2 PC software. And I know you've tried it out and had some good luck with it, but it's not working too well for me, Bob.
Yeah, I know. There's a few bugs that are in the actual program itself. I was a little bit disappointed with the features because I was expecting the ones when I was done watching a program, I wanted to delete it. Well, you can't do that.
Right, right. And the thing that's happening to me is when I try watching some content plays fine. Other content tells me that the audio is protected. And there's no updates for my audio drivers. I'm running the most current version of the drivers. So it's kind of wacky why some shows work and other shows do not.
Right, I was having an issue with mine with NBC that I recorded from my off-the-air antenna where I was wanting to play, like, Chuck, for instance, and I wasn't able to play the show because it was recorded via off-the-air antenna instead of through the satellite.
Right, right. So it's a nice first attempt. It is a beta. It's not a official release yet, so hopefully they get the bugs corrected because it could turn into a really nice product. Something I noticed the other day when I had my PS3 on, is that the DirecTV now shows in my PS3, and I see all my shows there, but I can't play them. That would be very interesting if sometime in the future I could access those shows from my, you know, my PlayStation 3 box.
Yeah, I know. That's really interesting. And we'll move on to U-verse. I believe they launched 30 new high-definition channels right here on November 3rd.
Yeah, they're going to be launching 30 new national HD channels on November 3rd, including channels that aren't available on satellite right now, including Outdoor Channel HD, which was supposed to be coming to DirecTV for a long time now, and I don't know where the hell it is, QVC HD, and then there's a WMAX HD. I don't know what WMAX is. I thought it was maybe Cinemax West HD, but they have that as well. So I don't know what WMAX is. So it's going to be interesting to see what's going on there. But 30 new channels from AT&T U-verse, they're really starting to compete with satellite now, and satellite is going to have to step up to the plate.
Yeah, I know. I've seen they've improve their product a little bit, but for those high-definition gurus out there who have more than two high-definition sets, they're going to be extremely disappointed with UVerse, because the fact that you can't stream more than two high-definition sources.
Right, or you can't record one HD show, watch another, and then go to another TV in your house to try watching HD. It's not going to work for you. AT&T has done a lot with UVerse over the last year, but it's still not practical yet for if you're a real technical junkie.
Right, and being the fact that this is AT&T's flagship thing and this is something they've built from the ground up, they're doing actually pretty well so far with what they have done with it the past year.
Yeah, I don't know why they rolled out the old antiquated method that they're using. Instead of going fiber to the home, they're going fiber to the node, and then it's copper wire coming into your house. And the problem with that is they're going to constantly have to keep updating their entire backbone system to keep expanding their services out, and it doesn't really make any sense why they did it that way, but I don't write the checks at AT&T, so if they want to do it that way, I guess that's up to them.
Speaking of rumors, I've been hearing that there's more HD coming to both not only DirecTV, but Dish Network also.
Yes, rumor alert, rumor alert, rumor alert. Besides hearing through the grapevine that DirecTV may be getting some new HD this week, in fact, multiple channels of HD this week, like we talked about earlier, there's a rumor that I am starting saying that more HD is coming to Dish Network within the next 2 weeks. And here's my reasonings for saying this. This is not from any inside information, but Dish Network's third quarter numbers are coming out on November 10th. Which is a Monday, and I'm expecting the numbers to be very bad for Dish Network because of the problems they had in the last quarter. You know, the Turbo HD advertising campaign was very, very successful for them. It made their call centers ring off the hook, but due to lack of installers and equipment, they had a lot of equipment problems. They were unable to install all the customers that called in, and that matched with churn. I'm predicting that Dish Network is going to have a loss again for the third quarter, which will be their second consecutive loss of customers. Also, when you add to that AT&T last week announced that their agreement with Dish Network that they lost customers on the AT&T side. People who had AT&T Dish Network, a lot of people canceled. That's a really big negative number there, so I expect it to be a really, really bad
right.
third quarter.
And for as far as Dish Network, they got to soften the blow somehow. And, hopefully this will lead to a great HD race again, and we'll see the high-definition race kick up here just in time for the holiday season.
Right, and because of that, and also because the same day, Monday the 10th, is also a tech chat, I'm expecting them to launch a lot of new HD, so that way they can go on the tech chat. This way they can go into the earnings call and say, yep, it was a bad quarter for us, but we're turning things around. And last Friday or last Wednesday, whatever day they switched things on, we added X number of new high-definition channels. We're serious about high-definition. We're serious about the customers. We're serious about everything. We're going to pick up our bootstraps, and we're gonna go on and, they're going to be. That's the way they're going to go into the conference call, I feel. So that's my rumor du jour for this week here on the Satellite Guys podcast. I know we hear the music coming up, Bob. And by the way, if people are wondering why Bob sounds a little different tonight, it's because we're having some technical difficulties with our studio connection. So Bob's actually calling in on a telephone this week, so I do apologize for that. And while the music's playing...
Real quick, I want to say offer our condolences to Tom Robinson's father over at DBS Talk. He had a great loss this week.
Yeah, Tom Robinson lost his father this week due to a tragic car accident. So our condolences go to him and his family. We wish you all the best. And if there's anything we can do for you, Tom, please just let us know.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for the show this week, guys.
Yep, it's been a great show, and we look forward to seeing you next week. And don't forget, next week is the election, so get out there and vote. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.